Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
India, a Portrait. Written by Patrick French. Read by Walter Dixon. Introduction. In 1997, I wrote Liberty or Death, an account of Indian independence and partition. Almost as soon as it was out, I wanted to do a sequel which looked at India in a new way, for what it was becoming, rather than for what others wanted it to be. Some sort of unleashing was taking place, the effects of which were not yet clear, and the country appeared to be passing through epic, long-awaited changes. I was diverted by a biography, though even while I was writing it, I was noticing the little revolutions in India and the historical impulses that lay behind them. Nearly everyone has a reaction to India, even if they have never been there. They hate it or love it, think it mystical or profane, find it extravagant or ascetic, consider the food the best or the worst in the world. For East Asians, it's a competitor and a source of some of their own spiritual traditions. For Americans, it is a challenge, a potential hub of cooperation or economic rivalry. Both countries are diverse and hulking, their national identities strong and, to an extent, constructed, their populations loquacious and outgoing and admiring of entrepreneurial success. For many Europeans, India is a religious place with a special undefined message. For the British, it is a link to old prestige, a land...